Welcome to the Post Game Plan. My name is Ali Samani, and this is the career development hub for current and former NBA players. Today, we are delighted to have a very special guest, a resource guy, social media guru, Peter Robert Casey. He actually is the first ever media-credited microblogger in college basketball. Working for St. John's University, he has experience working for the New York Knicks as well. He's currently the community manager for Five Star Basketball. We're delighted to have him. He's been written about in the New York Times, ESPN.com, Sports Illustrated, Mashable, AOL, and he's written for ESPN Magazine, Slam Online, and Bounce Magazine. He has over 55,000 followers on Twitter, which is frankly amazing, and really here to ask him and dissect how our current players can get the most out of their brand post-retirement, as well as during their playing game. So, Peter, what's up, man? How you doing?
Ali, pleasure to be on the show. Look forward to diving into this, man. Everything is good in my world. How about you?
I'm doing very well, man. Thank you so much for being on. So, as you know, this is the career development hub for current and former players, so we want to jump right into it. Now, what are the tools that you would suggest? I mean, you developed your own brand through social media as well. Is that right?
That is correct. It's a ripe opportunity right now. Everybody has control over, you know, a mechanism to publish information through a blog, through Twitter, through Facebook, through LinkedIn, that allows you to have more access to control what it is that your brand is, first of all, discovering what that is, and then kind of communicating that with the world. So I'd say social media is the most easy, the least amount of barriers to entry to, you know, use these tools to create a strong brand, a strong presence.
Okay, so many questions. We're going to try to get right into it. Now, what are the main – there's so many different types of solutions that I could use out there. There's Dig, there's StumbleUpon, there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, there's Twitter. There's so many that are coming up every day. What do I use? And if I'm a current player, what am I using right now?
That's a great question, Ali. The key is to find out, you know, you want to be where the fish are is a term I use. Is, you know, right now – basketball fans are obviously all on Facebook. It seems over 800 million users worldwide are using the tool. It's a great platform. Twitter, much less usership. LinkedIn is very career-focused, but you want to be where your audience is, where the basketball fans are. And I would say that's Facebook and Twitter these days. Obviously, they're also on YouTube. If it's in your DNA and you're a person who wants to create a video blog or stay connected through your fans through the medium of video platform, YouTube is definitely a tool that would apply for that more so than Facebook or Twitter, perhaps.
Okay. Now, do you suggest, okay, for former players, if I just retired, is there opportunities for me to develop a brand at this point in my career? Can I leverage my playing brand with my post-career brand? Is that possible?
Always possible. I think it's obviously better to start when you're in the limelight and you're in the media on a daily basis as a player, but it's never too late to, you know, figure it out what it is you want to do beyond your playing career and to get that message out and to build relationships with folks that, you know, that you can help and that can help you in your career beyond basketball. And I think it's never too late. I think the key is obviously is to unearth what is your unique value proposition. What is it that you want to do beyond bouncing a basketball and scoring buckets for a team? So you have to identify what that is, and then you obviously have to, you know, create content around it. You have to create relationships with people who are in that world and communicate that value that you can bring to them to make them aware of it. So it's never too late, but you have to identify first what it is that you want to do. I think that's the key area first, the first step in this process.
Okay, so if essentially what you're saying is if you've just retired, probably an ideal platform, you know, to go on would be LinkedIn, right? That's a career kind of transition, ideal for, you know, posting what you do and what you're interested in. Now, can I essentially just add and connect with anyone I choose to? How do I build those relationships via LinkedIn as a former player? And should I be writing the fact that I was a former player? I mean, is that beneficial? Is that not beneficial? Like some of the guys that I speak to don't necessarily write that.
Yeah, it's beneficial. Sometimes players probably don't want to be pigeonholed as being a one-dimensional, just a basketball player. So I would see their concern of why they don't want to announce it publicly. They kind of want to maybe just say, hey, I'm more than just a basketball player. You know, I'm also a very strong manager, or I'm also great at accounting, or I'm also, you know, want to develop a marketing voice. So you could say, I could look at it from both sides. I don't think it really hurts, though, because of the celebrity factor that comes. People always want to be a part of the lives of those who played in the NBA. They would love to build those relationships with those kind of a player. So I don't think it hurts. LinkedIn is a great tool for that, just from personal experience. That was my into the business side of sports.
Really?
I actually reached out to the Entertainers Basketball Classic director 3 years ago, you know, just to shot a quick message to him saying, you know, here's what I do. Currently, I'm working at Columbia University, but I have a real passion for writing, and I can help you develop, you know, your marketing sponsorship proposals. I can do all the writing for that if you need that help. And boom, you know, we connected. We took that online relationship. We made an offline appointment to meet. And he offered me an opportunity, which I kind of just leveraged to where I am today.
That's great, man. Can you tell me, like, every now and then we hear about, you know, the one-off player, and I'm talking about current players and even former players, the one-off player that might make a comment on Twitter that kind of becomes a stir of controversy and all of a sudden it's on ESPN. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what I should be posting, what I shouldn't be posting? Where's the line, really? Like, everyone says I should be authentic, but where's that line where I need to draw?
That's a great question. I always use this analogy is, you treat Twitter, you treat Facebook, you treat any of these social media channels as you would with a television interview or an interview with a newspaper beat writer. What you say, would you say this on, you know, basically, can you sleep with saying something like that will end up on the cover of tomorrow's newspaper or on ESPN or on SportsCenter? You treat social media the same exact way. You don't say anything you wouldn't say in a television interview or something that would land in tomorrow's newspaper. Because nowadays, what you do say on social media ends up on television and in the newspaper. So you have to be very careful. It starts with education. Yes, you have to be authentic, but that doesn't mean you need to be, you know, very negative. Doesn't mean you need to berate a fan that's, you know, trash-talking back to you. It's the same thing. You want to be who you are. You want to be respectful, and you want to be smart. And that starts with just being aware of what you're writing, just because you know it's being read already.
Okay.
And once it's out there, you can delete the tweet, but it's already out there. Somebody's probably took a screen grab of it. It's already blogging about it. So you have to be very careful, but treat it as you would with traditional media, television, newspapers, magazines, and the like.
Do things happen that quickly in terms of people just grabbing a screenshot as soon as you post something up, even if you delete it?
Oh, absolutely. Just most recently, you look at Roger Mason, who intended to send a direct message on Twitter to somebody about the status of the lockout, and he says, oh, looks like there's a season, you know, how are you doing? And he immediately deleted it when he realized he sent it as a public message instead of a direct message.
Yeah.
And of course, Deadspin, Yahoo Sports, they all quickly grabbed it. So you always want to err on the side of caution. That's probably something you don't even want to direct message, just in case you accidentally hit an at reply. Just being very careful with who you're talking to and what mediums you're using to express that. You just have to be smart.
Okay. Now, I guess, you know, to really sum up this interview, can you give me, I guess, your top, you know, 5, 10, 7, whatever it is that you think would be ideal that comes to your mind? If I'm a current or former player, I want to develop my brand, and I want to make sure that I have a sustainable, you know, post-career game plan. What avenues do I use? What social mediums do I use? And what should I be doing? What should I be posting? What should I be looking out for? And how should I be acting?
That's a great question. The first thing I would do is start really doing some research, some internal exploration on what it is that you really want to do, right? Kind of trying to define that, what that is, and what value you bring to the table as a professional. Once you can understand what it is that you want to do, I would then use those tools. It doesn't even have to be those social media tools right away. But set up informational interviews with people who are already successful. If you want to be a broadcaster, you obviously will probably have the relationships as an NBA player to talk to successful broadcasters. Talk to them. Talk about how they got into the field. What makes them uniquely successful in the field? How do they develop their careers? You start setting up these meetings or these phone calls or these email exchanges to learn about the craft, learn about how these folks went about their careers. And then once you start building true relationships with those folks, then I think you're at a point where you can say, hey, all right, maybe I want to start branding myself as an aspiring broadcaster, right? So maybe you just turn on a flip cam or a cheap $200 handheld camera and you start practicing. Maybe you start at the high school level. You start calling local high school games that are in your community. You do it for low cost or cheap or free. You know, you start building out your experience in that field. You know, you look at a guy like Malik Rose, right? You know, former player who does stuff on the Madison Square Garden broadcast. Same thing. You know, he went, probably took some courses up at Syracuse Broadcast School, then started applying it at a low level. And next thing you know, he's in a position where he's calling, you know, national NBA games. So it really starts with defining it and then taking what it is you want to do and really start building relationships with those people and learning. I mean, it's a learning process.
So I guess you don't really have to be the guy in front of the camera, the YouTube guy. You could start with the podcast. You could start with even writing articles, blogging. There's multiple avenues. You just got to think about what works for me, what's going to be ideal for me, you know, what's my DNA like. Is that right?
That's exactly it. Like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk says it too. Like, what's my DNA like? Am I a writer or do I want to write? Or am I better off, you know, on a podcast or perhaps maybe in a video blog? That, like, what does your DNA say? What is true to you? Maybe I'm not comfortable in front of a camera, but that's natural probably for everyone at first and not exactly comfortable. But you have that passion to want to get better at it. So, yeah, what's natural to you? What's the best fit for you? You know, what's the right career path for you and beyond? Talk to folks like you, you know, who's an expert in career development, talking about taking those steps. And social media is just one aspect of it. You know, at the end of the day, you still need to have the chops.
That's
to
right.
Perform any business function at the end of the day. I mean, that's going to be much more important than having a famous last name that you played in the NBA.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much, Pete. I really appreciate this this interview. Can you tell my listeners, my visitors, where they can find you?
Absolutely. Most currently, I'm on fivestarbasketball.com, where I'm the community manager and managing editor. I'm there every day. If you want to have an exchange on Twitter, I'm at Peter_R_Casey. And you can also just, you know, Google me, Peter Robert Casey. I have a .com name where I blog about the intersection of social media and basketball.
That's fantastic, man. Thank you so much, Pete. Really appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you again. This is the Post Game Plan. Take care.